Family Care Network is family members, either through bloodline or through marriage, that are involved in the threat or use of violence for a political, social, or economic goal, or essentially threat or use of violence for political change. There are different iterations of that. You have husbands and wives, brothers, fathers and sons, cousins, siblings, et cetera, other siblings other than brothers, uncles, nephews, et cetera. I put together a book that looked at about 118 families, and within those 118 families, 138 iterations of kin relationships.
Tell me a little bit about how this gets started. Is it one person in the family, say a husband, a brother, a father, somebody becomes, I don't know, radicalized, and then they spread that to the rest of their family? I mean, how does that typically work?
In the book, Family Care Networks, I put together a model which sort of predicts or puts together some paradigm for this process. So initially, one family member needs to be radicalized. So they can be radicalized online or offline through friends or coworkers or through other relationships, other social networks that they may have online and offline. So they embrace the ideology and they become radicalized. Then they may approach another family member. That's not always the case. The family member may be living with them or may be based overseas. That would be sort of stage two. At the third stage, the recipient of the proffer of radicalization can either, you know, accept it with reservations or reject it. Then ultimately, at the next stage, it may be possible to look at either collaboratively to undertake attacks or to decide that they don't want to proceed.
I mean, if we have a better understanding kind of with the six-stage model of how this happens, then, I mean, I guess the question that follows for me is, if we understand how do we understand how to prevent this from happening?
Law enforcement, obviously worth investigating whether there's a crime that's being committed or some possibility of off-ramping or countering violent extremism. And then the other possibility as well is looking into the family and seeing whether this individual has become, who's radicalized or involved with extremism or terrorism, is the only one who's involved, or there are other family members that are involved either locally or regionally or internationally. It's also important for families that are not extremists to be aware that sometimes their kids or others are involved with this and to try to take some steps to intercede. There are many examples that I also note in the book of family members trying to dissuade their kids or other family members from involvement in this. Sometimes they're successful. One case, a child wanted to travel to Iraq or Syria and join the so-called Islamic State, but the parents took away their passport. So the child had to go and get a new passport, and then when they tried to get the new passport, they were involved with deception that the government officer observed that and could see that there's an issue, and then ultimately they found out the guy had been in contact with other extremists with plans to travel abroad.
Dean Alexander of Western Illinois University and author of Family Terror Networks. Thank you for your time, sir. I appreciate it.